Yeah, a huge occasion, and not just for, you know, for the team actually, but for the whole of the peninsula really, and all the clubs in our league. It was stated, you know, before the semi-final that as any team with only one of the four semi-finalists that hadn't hosted a final, that if they got to the final, you know, we would host it this time around. So I have to say preparations have gone well. We've been training regularly two nights a week. Full turnout. We had a slight scare there on Tuesday with Shane Canning picking up a slight concern about a hamstring injury, but hopefully it'll be 100%. And we're getting the boys in this evening as well, and then early in the morning. Hopefully we get our best shot, I think.
Yeah, and I suppose it's nice going into a decider when you have a full complement of players available to you, Dermot.
Yeah, well, this is probably the first game this season, because, you know, over the last, even since the group games, we haven't had a full complement of players to choose from. But I think come tomorrow, while Stephen McHugh is away in Hollis, unfortunately we'll miss the final. Apart from that, we have everybody fit and available.
Yeah. I suppose competition for places is highly competitive.
Yeah, over the last three seasons, like, you know, a lot of players in the league have seen, you know, the success of the Oscar Turner team. Myself and Paul Hickety have scoured the net and taken a lot of players in, especially this season. I think we've used 28 players in total. You know, when you're doing well, everybody wants to be involved, and I suppose that's good for the league as well.
Looking at the opposition, Limerick tomorrow, making the long trip to Inishowen, coming to McGinn Park. What do you know of Limerick, Dermot?
Well, Limerick came through their group, you know, they topped their group, and then they beat Kilkenny at home, and then they went to Wexford and then got a 2-0 victory away. Wexford's a pretty strong league, and they're always competing the latter end of the Oscar Turner competition, so I got the lowdown on Limerick from the Wexford manager, but in truth, I think we tend to try and concentrate on our own performance, and while, you know, certain individual things we would make the players aware of, you know, if we can get them playing the way we want them to play and the way we know they're capable of playing, you know, we hopefully that our performance will be enough on the day.
Yep. How many of the current team is there from the side that was in the final 2 years ago, Dermot?
Yeah, I was just checking that up during the week, guys, and surprisingly, you know, there's only 10 remaining. There's about 50%. We've lost quite a few players over the last two or three seasons, but, you know, on the other side, you know, 10 players have come in and have shown tremendous ability and tremendous application and commitment and deserve to be on the team on their performances.
Yeah. How important will it be tomorrow then, having those 10 players involved that have experienced a final like this before, Dermot?
Well, I think most of the players that we have in the squad have played a lot of big games at club level over the last number of years. We have 10 players, as you say, that are in the Oscar Turner team for the last three or four seasons. You know, they've played in all in the final, they've played in the semi-final last year, and now we're back in the final this year. A lot of the players are involved in the Regions Cup campaign there as well for representing the east of the country. So, you know, they've played plenty of big games, both for club and for league, so hopefully that experience will be put to good use tomorrow.
And of course, the Inishowen League have been going from strength to strength, and I suppose the proof is in the pudding. When you see a league get to an Oscar Turner final, to a semi-final last year, and other tournaments that you mentioned there, things are very, very strong in the peninsula football-wise at the moment, Dermot.
I think, you know, we've always taken the Oscar Turner fairly seriously, actually, and we've put a lot of work and a lot of effort into it. And, you know, the players are well looked after and well treated by the league, and they respect that, and it works both ways as a result. You know, they give their all to the Oscar Turner, and I certainly couldn't have asked any more of the players than myself and Paul have done over the last two or three seasons.
And just finally, Dermot, what is it going to take to win this game tomorrow?
Well, you know, yourself, I think finals are, you know, you have to fight hard and 100% effort. A wee break here and there, maybe taking the chances when they come. And I think the big thing is to be patient as well, and not to feel under any extra pressure just because we're playing at home. We'll go out and play our normal game, keep our normal discipline and shape, and keep playing the football that, you know, we know that the boys are capable of playing it.
Yeah. And you expect a big crowd playing at home tomorrow in Buncrana?
Yeah, even though it's an early kickoff, I think you have to be fair, the Limerick League are coming up. It's a 6-7 hour bus journey for them. And, you know, the 12 noon kickoff, we were thinking to be a very good crowd in again, and we're appealing to all the clubs to come along and here on the league team, and hopefully we can do the business.
Well, listen, Dermot, we've been following your journey throughout the competition for the last number of years, and hopefully tomorrow afternoon when you join us shortly after 2 o'clock, we'll be talking to the manager of the Inishowen team, who are Oscar Turner Trophy winners. Listen, thanks for taking the call today, Dermot, and all the best tomorrow in the big final.
Grand, I think. Can I just mention, I was just on the bus here, we're back from Tipperary to congratulate the under-15s who defeated Longford 2-0 in the All-Ireland final today down in Kerr Park in Tipperary. So well done to them.
Oh, so a few future Oscar Traynor team members on board there today then, Dermot?
Funny enough, we have maybe, you know, 6 or 7 in the Oscar Traynor final that played in the Centre League competition 7 or 8 years ago. So hopefully we'll see them in the future as well.
Okay, listen, Dermot, best luck tomorrow in the final. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.